Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Usbonwa uthi nxa ngimbona elenga esiphambanweni efela izono zama. Hey bazalwane, uKristu wawenza umsebenzi omkhulu. So akumele sikuthathe kancane lokho usuku nosuku mawuvuka zikhumbuze ukuthi uKristu wafa endaweni yakho. UKristu akasenzanga isono kodwa wafela isono sakho. Ngaphambi kokuthi ngizoxoxisana la nomfundisi kanye nomamfundisi kuneminye imyalezo ingene engingayibonanga ethi ke siqale ngokuyilalela ngaphambi kokuthi sizongena kwi-discussion.
Good day bahle Radio Pulpit family.
Good day sir.
You have a great show as always bahle.
Thank you so much.
I have many testimonies. However, I just pick a few.
Yeah.
I've been saved by the Lord, you know, since I was a young person. I can't even know which one should I tell you. But around 2018, I was doing democracy education around Anadid. So I was working on the sidelines of the rail. And then a voice came to me and said, move. I listened to the voice. I moved four step quick. In the front, when I look back, somebody emerges with a weapon there. He was waiting for me. And then there was another time, some boys were chasing us when I was young. I jumped to this place where there was vicious big dogs. I was never scared. I just stand there. They just came, about 4 to 5 of them, big, big ones. Then they came there, they sniff on my feet, they sniff on me, maybe something like 30 minutes to hour sitting with those dogs. Then after then I left the place. And then the other one, it was the train. I was going to work, so I was using train. So I had to jump the road line to go quicker. It's like a shortcut. You know what happens with shortcuts. Hey man, something said, look at on your left, on your right. I have that culture available. But that one said, just look. And I'm wearing headsets. When I look to the left, hey, it was like almost, I can say 30 centimeters, like a ruler from me, that trade. So that's the few I can just mention. There's a lot. I can write even a book. Thank you very much, Kenneth Kopase, Gauteng, Johannesburg.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, unkulunkulu esimkhonzayo bazalwane. Niyambona kodwa. Ngalama testimonies la. Ngempela siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyaphila and uNkulunkulu uhlezi nje as protector ngazo zonke ikhathi njengoba umfowethu la ashare few testimonies izinja zafuna ukumhlasela abantu bafuna ukumhlasela wacishe washayiswa itrain uNkulunkulu wamprotector ngobani ngoba uneplan for yena umama uthi nxa ngimbona umsindisi uthi ngiyabonga stay blessed amen and amen mama isikhathi sithi 8 after 4 and njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi sizongena kwi discussion yosuku ngikanye la no Pastor Joe Sulwane kanye nomama o Pastor Mahlako Sulwane njoba ngiye ngayenza nje intro encane ukuthi baphuma ngala ku Good News of Hope Ministries kodwa ke ngizobanikeza ithuba ukuthi kube yibona mhlambe nje basichazele kabanzana ukuthi ke umama no baba bangubani mhlambe uhlezi babona laphaya esontweni kodwa awubazi kahle so today uzomazi umama uzomazi kanye no baba sawubona mfundisi sawubona mamfundisi
sawubona
sawubona sisibahle
sisibahle it's good to see you and thank you for the ministry oyenza inkulunkulu akubusise you are touching many lives
amen ngiyabonga kakhulu ngicela mhlawumbe nibabingelele emakhaya ngaphambi kokuthi sizoqhubeka
Well, baleleli siya nbingelela egameni elihle lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu. Njengoba sokushilwe igama lami Joe Solwane ngumfundisi lapha senior pastor at Good News of Hope Ministries out in Benoni, and we are represented in seven other places around Gauteng, Limpopo and Northwest. It's a pleasure ukuthi sihlangabezane nani emoyeni ene city nonke lan khona emakhaya sithi makube nokuthula emakhaya in the midst of any crisis. Nangu mama
siyabulisa bathandekayo balaleli be Radio Pulpit. Siyabonga mina, my name is Mahlako Solwane from a Good News of Hope Ministry ngale eBenoni Cloverdene. Siyabonga, sibonga isimemo sisibahle.
Amen.
Siyabonga balaleli to give us the space in your homes today. Amen.
Amen. Nathi siyabonga kakhulu. Uyazi on a Sunday abantu mababuye inkonzweni bafuna nje ukurelaxa, you know, ngoba kube nje mhlambe i weekend be hectic, kodwa nathi hayi bahle isimeme sakho siyasithatha and then sizofika la ekhaya sizobusisa siphethe indaba ezinhle. Mhlambe mfundisi kancane nje yebo ushilo u senior pastor a good Good News of Hope Ministries. Ubaba uzalwa kuphi?
Well, ukuzala ngizalelwa e Lady Selborne, just not very far from Last Corner, and lapha Holy Cross. It used to be a maternity home. Ngizalelwe khona, so manje sekuyi old age home, so kusho ukuthi from cradle to grave mangichuza ukuthi ngizo kugela khona ngizawudlula khona e Holy Cross. So ngakhulela Mamelodi, Mamelodi East, mtana wase lokshini. I konze lapha International Assemblies of God e Mamelodi for more than 30 years. Being a Mamelodi High as a also ESCM chairperson and including a varsity, so the Christian life has been part of my journey, and I met my beloved wife in the SCM ETF, so we have been in the ministry together for more than 43 years, you know, all around as students and also right now a Good News of Hope Ministries where we are co-pastoring the church, and I'm glad to have a companion that understands the journey that God has purposed for her and for me and for the family.
Amen.
So we have quite young adults, children, both of them married, so we are now empty nests. So it's wonderful, and
yeah,
we are connecting and doing the work of the Lord together. I hope somebody out there is courage that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukubizeleni, and in spite of what happens, and I think even the crisis of ministry, but stay the course.
Amen.
Don't move, because kunama challenges, there are challenges everywhere.
Amen. Hey, phela mina ngithanda indaba, ngisathi ngizazobuza ukuthi wena nomama manje nihlangana kuphi, ngoba wena uthi mama yena uthi kai lona uthi Mamelodi. Okay,
I was born and bred in Limpopo.
Okay.
A place called Rampahlele. Those who know Lebowakgomo, it's about 10 km from Lebowakgomo. Yeah, so we met no baba Tafelkop. Back then it was called Tafelkop. Now it's called University of Limpopo. So I became saved as a young person in high school. So when we went to Tafelkop, I was saved already, and we met a SCM, njengoba sekashilo, and and our journey kahle kahle together started when we started working actually, after we completed a university, and then we got married, and then we just proceeded in our journey with the Lord. And we were not, we always tell abazalwane, we never had aspirations to be pastors. But somehow, if the hand of God is upon you, you cannot dodge. So, nathi ikol yeyasibamba, and that's how we are here. Amen.
Hayi mhlambe ngolunye usuku senizobuya futhi manje nibeka le ndaba ukuthi for 43 years nisemshadweni ne baba
38 married 30. And 43 years
nazana
nazana
so 38 hayi ngolunye ilanga nizobuya futhi nisibekele yona le ndaba ukuthi 38 years le nihambe kanjani.
Amen.
And ngokunibuka even namanje ngibona nje yazi abantu abanenjabulo.
Amen.
Abantu abanothando.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
We never take each other for granted.
Yes.
So that's why when she keeps the way she is, yeah. I have to cherish what I see yeah. in her, and God has been gracious.
Amen. 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 Okay, sizoqhubeka ke sixoxe indaba yethu. Njoba sibuka ukuthi how to handle or sidila kanjani with a crisis. Ithike sindlule ngala ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoyixoxa.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Siyabonga ukuthi ube ngumngani, sibonge nanokuthi ube ngumsizi wansuku zonke. Okay, kuneminyalezo engenile la ngiyibonile, sizondlula ngayo maduzane bazalwane, ethike singene odabeni noma kwi-discussion yethu yosuku, kanye nomama Mahlako, kanye nomfundisi uJoe Sulwane. Sikhuluma ngama crisis today ngoba empeleni you know uma ubhekane nesimo esinzima abanye bavele bamkhohlwe noNkulunkulu abanye basondelana naye kakhulu so I believe ukuthi kuya ngokuthi umuntu mhlambe ubhekane nesimo esikanjani but today I believe ukuthi uma siqede ukukhuluma le ndaba sizoba nayo indlela e right yokuthi ke si responda kanjani to Christ to a crisis and then nanoma ubona nje kuyintaba enkulu still ube calm ubhekane naleso simo mfundisi mhlambe siqale ngokuchaza leli gama crisis
yeah.
Uma sikhuluma nge crisis sisuka sikhuluma ngani.
Well, I think that's a very profound question ngoba masiqala sikhuluma ngokuthi a crisis nganenge abantu babona le mhlambe ukushayiswa imoto or ukuvelelwa ingozi enjani kanti the word is broader. It's anything that has caused a turning point in your life and you found that you could not avoid that and you had to decide ukuthi now that you are in that situation where you could not avoid that situation how are you going to be able to arrive quickly or arrive at a situation la khona you are dealing with the unexpected. Something has happened sudden, it's a sudden either loss of a loved one or you suddenly lost a job or you suddenly just the relationship you are in didn't go the way you wanted and it is a time leyo khona kune difficulty that if you don't manage it properly, it could endanger your life or actually the prospects of you continuing to succeed emsebenzini. And there are many crises that into ithwena uyisebenzela kahle izinto zihamba kahle umzalwane ongayenzi lutho kodwa somebody as an endaba or as an ento bathi mabayikhipha phambi kwakho bathi asiwena osayinile lana and all of a sudden you are wanting to defend something that you really don't know how it came about. Ma kunjalo iba a question ukuthi how do you respond? How do you when the economic situation, the family situation just turns ukuthi zonke izinto bezi right, all of a sudden loku bonakho ungathi kuyashabalala ngalokho ongazwisisi ukuthi kubuyapi, or mhlambe bo healthy all along, you never suspected yourself to have any disease that can be able to change your setup, but that comes in and now you need to say, so what now? And when you have to deal with that, you either have to know to uzo recover and have hope, yeah, in the midst of that, mm-hmm, or actually kunalento abanye bayibiza a fight or flight, ukuthi uzolwana ubhekana nalesi simo, noma abanye bayachusa ukuthi hayi ngcono ngithatha impilo yami ngoba lokho ngibhekane nakho angiboni ukuthi kuzawushintsha, and makuthi kuyoshintsha angazi ukuthi kuzoba nini, angazi ukuthi ngizothatha ini ngibeke. But umpisalome in Psalm 46, it says, be still. God says, and know that I am God.
Amen.
In the midst of our crisis,
yeah,
we must know that crises don't change God.
Yeah.
God is the same in spite of the changes that we find in life. You know, somebody begging isilungu esizwakalayo athi, he does not alter when he alterations finds. Kuthi mazimo zethu zishintsha, yena akashintshi kuba uNkulunkulu. And we need to know ukuthi again, ma uNkulunkulu athi besoloko ngikhona,
yeah,
usho ukuthini?
Yeah.
And then you then become sober. You sit back and say, right, loku kwenzekile kwenzekile, abantwana bethu bayasitshela basi, it is what it is.
Yeah.
When it is what it is, let God remain God.
Amen.
In the midst of our crisis. So that disturbance is a temporary change in your life.
Yeah.
It is not a death sentence.
Amen.
And we need to just yield to him, saying, Baba, you said you will order my steps.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this crisis?
Mm-hmm.
And once I'm sober, kulula kuphuma ezinkingeni besicabanga ukuthi, shoo, I never thought I could come out of this alive.
Yeah.
And it's because one would have learned how to manage crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot manage crisis when you just become an emotional wreck.
Yeah.
Awusakwazi nokucabanga kahle.
Yes.
Nalapha ulalela inkulumo ucabanga ngathi nje ayi laba bayakhuluma nje ngoba bafuna ukukhuluma.
Yeah.
But manje mawulalela the inner part of us, which we're saying it's the Holy Spirit who speaks in the depth of us when all the voices have gone through, but yena with a small still voice,
yeah,
will still tell you, you can come out of this. And like, then God says, trust me.
Yes, like for instance, Mfundisi, kuno mlaleli obeshara itestimony yakhe earlier on.
Yes.
Mfundisi, Moses
yes,
Sithole, ukuthi wahlaselwa kanjani.
Yes.
You know, as ngivele nje ngaba eyichathuleni zakhe ukuthi ngaleso simo beka kuphi. Kodwa ngimazi umfundisi uSithole ukuthi ifaith yakhe ingakanani.
Correct.
I believe ukuthi uthe baba, nginikela konke kuwena, and naye wagcina esho ukuthi abakwazi abakwenzayo,
yes,
baba baxolele. Yeah.
Because those crisis moments sometimes, and it can be caused by sometimes our own,
yeah,
I mean, let's let the truth be told, ukuthi kunaloko sibiza self-induced crisis or storms. There is those that you know, masithi self-induced or logo kwenziwe yithi,
yeah,
iloko okufana nokuthi nje emangabheka uSamson was thola ku crisis,
yeah,
but yena bekayikhosile because why ala bekuthi angayikhona.
Yes.
But mawubheka ukuthi kunalezo ungathi zikhoswa abantu, khumbula uPaul noSilas bangene ejele, mabafika lapha ba innocent kodwa nje ngoba bathembekele ivangeli bayifumana base bakuphakathi ejele.
Yeah.
And then there is the third part ongathi mhlambe it is
the storms that suddenly happen that God allows. Yakumbula mababa bathi in the Sea of Galilee kwaqala kwaba nezivungu vungu bebangayenzanga lutho eli wrong kodwa there were sudden storms which were, you could call natural, you could call ukuthi the acts of God, you know, but those crisis as be khona yile bathi asiyeni ngalena kwaqala isivungu vungu baza bakhumbula ukuthi hayi man sinomuntu okwazi ukukhalima ivungu vungu la why thina senze bathi awunandaba na Nkosi ma noma sishona na bamvusa wakhalima wathi wena lwandle nawe moya thula uthi do so kunezinye which is beyond ourselves is in natural.
Yeah.
So we need to talk to the supernatural God to deal with the crisis. So each crisis has a way in which we can respond to. Maybe the last one nga comment ngayo, and we were sharing this. I was sharing to some people before we came in here. Yoguti, there was a time in the kind of work that I do where I was speaking on a podium full of many HR executives and the like. And all of a sudden, I felt dizzy. And I was like, I don't understand what's going on. I need to talk and finish. But I could see, and this crisis, if you couldn't stop her from the mission, and I just don't know what happened when I was on my table. I think I couldn't even stay the occasion. I had to be driven back home. Masinyani, mangfika lapha, I had to be in hospital and put on a drip. And then the next thing, one survived that kind of a crisis. But it is no, I didn't cost a moment of panic for anybody. And I believe it would have been a food poisoning because when I was there, I was in an environment where I was hardly a week in charge. But somehow, understanding as Agayenzek. So those kind of crises, which is people-induced, but also then is that you calm down and saying, Lord, I know I'll survive this.
Yeah.
You know, nomunyathelo ofezela.
Yeah.
Adinakukwenza lutho. And I knew something has gone wrong. But
amen.
God, you're going to make me to survive this.
Yeah.
I just moved to my seat, sat on my seat. Once they have seen what I've sat on my seat, I said, I need to leave this place immediately. So there is a lot of examples I can give, especially in the marketplace, because that's where I operate. Yoguti, there are always booby traps. And Maum Zalwani, never let your guards off. And never be just too trusting in any environment. No, Yoguti, a crisis can come up. But you need to know how to respond. The problem is not the crisis. It's how you respond to the crisis.
Sure. That's powerful. How you respond good crisis is the most important thing. Mamahlaku ke kopa ho buitsisa mo ha e mo re bua languages ka ofela.
Amen.
So gutlwile re bua o hlako Limpopo.
Yes.
So re ka bolela sepedi.
Sepedi.
Wa kopantsa le sekgowa.
Yes. All the languages.
All the languages mo ha.
Amen.
Yes. Do you think gore modimo o alawa the crisis mo maphelong a rona?
Yeah, he does, but it's not every crisis that comes that is from God.
Yeah.
But there could be some that God allows to come to us. Like to test how much we trust him. So we need to discern, as Ubaba said, we need to riskera ba confused.
Yeah.
Ra papazela.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be still and to pray about it and to see guti this crisis, how did it come and what is it meant for in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we learn something from our crisis, and we need not to allow the crisis to crush us down, but we need to navigate it ngomkhuleko.
Yebo.
Yeah, ngoba sithembe umkhuleko kakhulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Psalm 18 from verse 1, verse 1, 2, 3. It's like this person, this psalmist, is just crying unto God. And he says, Lord, I love you. You are my strength. You are my shield. You are my fortress. You are my strong tower, my strength. So in a crisis, we need to go to God in that way. Yoguti, no, Lord, I don't have a plan B. I only have a plan A, which is you. I can only come to you. And I know that you will never, ever leave me nor forsake me. And I know that with you, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. So I'm a crisis abakhona empilweni. And then we need just to trust God and to go to him in prayer and trust him. I also like the song that says, cover me, my Lord.
Yes.
We need to ask him to cover us so that, you know, people should not see us when we are in a crisis. They should rather see him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Mfundisi, ngibuyele futhi kuwena.
Yes.
Ikhona indlela yoku avoid ama crisis as Christians?
Ikhona, and I think sometimes, you know, one of the scriptures, Acts 27, actually mawufunda U9-12, kuba nento oyaziyo ukuthi isokwenzeka. So Paul, in that particular scripture, after seke qedile ngokucelebrate nokwenzani, they then take a trip in a boat, and uthi asendleleni uyezwa ukuthi umoya engcwele uyamambulela ukuthi kuzoba neproblem lani yakhona. And he tries ukuthi atele the crew ukuthi hey, la siyakhona we are likely to experience difficulties. And because of that, uyabatshela ukuthi but no ningahlupheki, because none will actually suffer any death. Then the captain of the ship insists ukuthi no, ithi ngilalele ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani, and then abuze, you know, the person who is in the steering, uthi makamtshela ukuthi kuzoba nento kanjalo, no, let's take this route, bathathe inye route. So umoya engcwele asitshela ukuthi kuzoba ne crisis, we must listen, because masilalela we can avoid a shipwreck or that situation ezoba khona. So uNkulunkulu uyasiwonisha, let's say I had a crisis of a job, I can't be desperate that I will take any job, because that job might actually be the job that is a booby trap for me.
Yeah.
So I must know things that I can be able to avoid. Ngithi uNkulunkulu, like umama esho, you know, mangikhuleka ngizwa ukuthi no, I mustn't become impatient with the joblessness to a point where I take desperate steps.
Yeah.
Because uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi akunikeze peace in the midst of a crisis.
Yeah.
Or you needed a car or a house. Kunabantu bazabaye faka ikoleteni lezo kuzoba nama repossessions or kube na no kwenza any other thing because babe too desperate. Kanti umoya engcwele bekathi yima.
Yeah.
Mangithi yima, I have not denied you.
Yeah.
A delay in getting what you want is not a denial.
Exactly.
So know how to ngoba uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma njalo.
Yeah.
Uma umuntu ngambuza ukuthi ufike kanjani la uza kutshela yazi yini, ngezwe ngathi umoya engcwele usho kanje, mara ngabona ngathi logically this is the step that I wanted to take.
Yeah.
For instance, sometimes uNkulunkulu says that by my stripes you are healed. There is healing. But umuntu ubona ngathi lento ithatha isikhathi eside, bayafika bathi hayi thina besibona ukuthi nje ubheke ngamahlwa manje. Kanti uNkulunkulu yena sekathile ukuthi no, lokhula
yeah,
won't lead to death.
Yes.
But somebody comes and saying, no, and then you become in a crisis where then, do I listen to these advisors or do I listen to God? Who, whose evidence or whose voice? Nkulunkulu uthi Jesu uthi, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
So makakhuluma nathi sifanele sikwazi ukulalela ngoba uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi uzophuma kanjani in that crisis. So
amen.
Let's just await God and not even take guidance from the wrong people.
Yeah.
In this Acts 27:9-12, kuza somebody who's making themselves an expert.
Mm.
And then there is a shipwreck.
Mm.
So ungabuza ukuthi manje lento bothi izongisiza, why are we now even in a worse crisis than we would have been if we had just delayed the departure? Mm. I want to conclude nge story ngasizwa ngomfundisi uBhengu.
Mhm.
Ukuthi umfundisi uBhengu was as Mshumayeli was moving from one area to the other. So le training ngaleso sikhathi se sokuhlangahlangana ne izinto zingahambi kahle, i guard ye train ya donsisi train whilst he was just entering and then wafanele ukuthi ame a station, and the only other train was coming the next day. In that disappointment wajikele ekhaya, kuthiwa when in the next day they were looking at the headlines, that train derailed and actually many lives were lost. So uNkulunkulu akhuluma athi ungayenzi or ungahambi manje ungaphumi manje. Sometimes delay your departure. A few years ago I felt I was late in the morning, wanted to rush, but somehow I couldn't leave home. Ngithendleleni, there is this truck just falls on the side in front of me, and I would rather go ngoba ngiphume masinyane la, I would have been in this mess of this pile up of the accident. So uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma. Iba yithi sometimes sithu nembeza. But abazalwane bayazi ukuthi unembeza simbiza ukuthi umoya oyingcwele, the small still voice. Know when God speaks to you.
Amen.
With a small still voice. Don't force matters. Ungathi ma umise this particular train, umise this particular time of departure, all is lost. Not always all is lost, but you could be saving your life.
Amen. So uma ngimuzwa umfundisi, always remain calm nanoma ubhekana ne crisis.
Correct.
And ungabi in a rush and respond rightly.
Correct.
Wow. 1637 lapho ekhaya iyiphi crisis obhekane nayo kwamanje, and you know awazi ukuthi uthatheni uhlanganise nani, or kune confusion nje umfundisi bekakhuluma la ukuthi kungenzeka ubhekane nesimo esinje bese usibani banathi woza wena kunomuntu la anga bona lesimo sakho lesi anga solve bona within a second. You know, so manje so ba awusazi ukuthi ulalele this still voice or ulalele le voice yalomuntu. Unembeza wakho uthini mzalwane?
Amen.
Umoya ongcwele uthini kuwena kulesi simo obhekane naso kwamanje? Njoba bengisho ngithe kunama crisis ahlukahlukile esingabhekana nawo. Kungenzeka ukuthi lapha emsebenzini une crisis, kungenzeka ukuthi kuma finances wakho une crisis, kungenzeka ukuthi ebandleni kune crisis obhekane nayo, abanye baze bashiye umuntu ayeke esontweni because of kune crisis, akanayo indlela yokuthi we handle la kanjani. So I think it's wrong if kune crisis and then bese wena uyakhwita or wena uyangala uthi hayi nakatsamaya uthi ke inkereke ebile ingithibella lidi you know lidi gift tsaka temu di mabileng tsona uza nje nama excuses amaningi. So njengoba umfundisi esho ukuthi how you respond to a crisis, isombululo singaba khona bazalwane.
Amen.
Ungashaya ucingo mhlambe une crisis obhekane nayo kwamanje, wazi ukuthi ke kumele u responde kanjani nangu mama nangu baba bangakusiza kuyona I WhatsApp call 078-140-0778 and uma uzoshaya nge landline 012-334-1322 ungathumela ne text ku WhatsApp ne 0826572729 and yona le number ungathumela I voice note ye WhatsApp and na ku Telegram usebenzisa the same number 0826572729 ithi ngithathe nango Thepiso Motaung sisalindele incingo sisalindele ama comments wakho yeah thumela kuwo wonke lawo ma number engikubalele wona noma ushaye uThepiso uthi uphakeme unguJehova.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Yebo igama eliphakeme igama elikhulu akusigama ongalibiza nanoma kanjani akusigama ongalihudula nje igama bazalwane elika Christu sithi uphakeme sihlabelela noThepiso Motaung isikhathi ke sithi 15 before 5 o'clock ngikanye ke ngizwa bathi coach
Amen.
Okay, sathi umlalelo oqala la elayinini. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni. Sawubona?
Sanibona
ma.
Ninjani?
Siyaphila wena njani?
Siyaphila. Khuluma nosisi uma wase sprint.
Ulalele u coach no mama. Amen.
So ngisafuna ukufind out nami ngibe ne crisis nje ebe sudden so bengibuya go joker ngibuya go joker so mangibuya go joker ma phathe endleleni I felt ukuthi kena there is twinkle of the nerves at the back but azange notice because bengingazi ukuthi kwenzakalani so ngase ngiyajika vele ngathi ithi ngingachubeki ngijike immediately nje mangikhena endlini leyo that twinkling of the nerve yaphinde nje yangishaya I felt like ngizoba paralyzed right away so but I managed to call the name of Jesus ngathi inkosi angeke kwenzeke so I managed to go to my bedroom and sleep so mangivuka vele ngavuka ngingconyana but to cut the matter short after a day then I couldn't walk ngalelinye inyawo I was limping so then ngaya kubo dokotela so the doctor ongiye kuye manje especially sabe sithi kimi we need ukuthi ngoku refer because your case is very serious there's a pinching of a nerve so kunefaneke nje ngoku refer fanele kwenze operation because even it amafizo angeke aze asize because being go through amafizo at no then is uku advise for that but now you have to go for an operation so on kusasa nje njengoba ngikhuluma ngiya kuloyo doctor lo so now to me I'm not frightened but Amen. I just want to hear from God I just want to hear from God in Besho, Guti. Really, I have to go through that road now. Yes. So, another thing, I'm a listener of Radio Pulpit always. So, never one lady, Afagaz Guti Naye, we were having a problem. And so, he went for an operation. Last week, I was listening to the radio again, Radio Pulpit. Umunya Afagaz Guti Gena. We were having a problem. So, Ute Magabuz Nkulunkulu. Operation. Sometimes I use people, so you have to go for that. So I just want to be sure. For now, I'm not sure as I go to that. But I don't have, I'm at peace. I don't know, but I want to be sure I have to go to that operation or not.
Okay, Mama, thank you so much. Yeah, Uzongenumfundis. Bless you.
Siyabonga, Mama, for the sharing of such a profound way. Nkulunkulu unendlela ezinenge where pain is not always a bad thing. Because pain, kufana nokuthi if besingezwi pain, bungabeka isandla emlilweni ushe kodwa ungazwi.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you feel pain or discomfort, it always tells you what you need to do. Mhlambe lento obungayinakile ukuthi kune nerve engasikho right, but uthole ukuthi uyithathela kancane and you don't do anything. And God sometimes is good ukuthi allow ukuthi uzwe the discomfort. In order ukuthi ukwazi ukubuyela kuleso simo esingcono kunalesi bozohlala kuso, had that not been that little temporary disturbance. So kuloko okushoyo, it is always advisable lowuyenzile yokuthi the nerve lebo izwa, you cannot leave it unattended because it could have been yoguti. There is a bit of a dislocation that needs just to be put back. You're not broken. Nothing has happened, but it becomes a turning point. Yoguti, deal with this pain. This early indication is for your good. Kuthi kunezinye izinto ofanele samukele ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngendlela ezihlukene, and our bodies can speak to us. Once our bodies speak to us, we remain in the prayer, we remain in trusting God, we remain in not allowing this situation ukuthi sisihlangahlanganise, but we focus on God. Ukuthi, what is the message that you are saying to me? The message could be, yes, go and consult. And sometimes when you feel confused, even by whatever the one doctor had said, you have a right for a second opinion.
Yeah.
I just had a sister of ours that we had to be able to seek a second opinion on. And we were now, or are now, happy with the changes that are there, because the second opinion doesn't mean that the first one was wrong, but it is just sometimes you need a validation or authentication. Yokuthi lento oyizwayo umnyathi ngiyiboniso kuyiqiniso kunjalo, and uNkulunkulu uses those kind of situation for us to be able to be wise. Fanele sazi ukuthi yena masimethemba uNkulunkulu othembekile yokuthi his presence never leave us, so we should not be afraid, and we should always sibambelele kuloko izwi likaNkulunkulu elikushoyo. Kule verse besikhulume ngayo eliyaye ka Acts 27, mawufunda u24 no 25 of the very same book, ukuthi stand before, you know, that situation.
Yeah.
And says, God says, I am here to be able to rescue out of this situation. Manje abantu abaningi, they don't keep their courage. They don't believe God, ukuthi uNkulunkulu babe na the complete confidence yokuthi lokho akushilo ngiyakukholwa kuyangezwi lakhe. Makathi hamba uyenze lokho, and uya kulo muntu uyezwa nangaphakathi ma
udoctor noma umuntu loyo who's attending to you
yeah.
tells you what it's in line with the word of God.
Amen.
And you need to be able to trust God, utrust ukuthi lokho akushoyo with that small still voice.
Yes.
Kuloko afuna ukuthi ukwenze and just go and do that and don't if let's say you were to go to the operation siyakhuleka ngegama lika Christu Jesu ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu you will guide the doctors, the surgeons and everyone who's going to be involved in this operation in the name of Jesus. Sithi baba kukho loko okuseceleni okuzawuhlupa umzimba noma ioperation that if it is within your will it shall succeed, it shall be done ngendlela Nkosi elungileyo that it will heal in the name of Jesus. So siyakhuleka ukuthi just believe God, trust God from your heart. You go to this is I'm going to go through this operation and I know that I'll come out strong. Maybe
Amen.
Mama let's have your word on this angazi
before mama angena sina ma message ambalwa la ngibona ngesikhathi siyagijima
amen
okay ithi ngiqale lana okay lena I think endlulile u Paul Mzolo esowethu okay bekacela ukuthi ngimuphe futhi lesa scripture esaka pastor Theo u 3rd John ne 3 John baby isa kanjani 3 John yeah 3 John ku 2 ne Paul Mzolo omunye umyalezo la uphuma kubani okay thi ngibona hi sis bahle my name is Lehloho Nolononyana from Cloverdale. What I want to say is Pastor Sulwane came into my life when I needed spiritual guidance. May the good Lord keep on blessing them. Thank you. Wow.
Amen.
Ubongani, the author, uthi we are tuned in and we are blessed hearing the voices of our parents, Coach and Mrs. Coach Emsakazweni, as Good News of Hope Ministries members. We are blessed indeed to have them as leaders. Thank you, Mam Jeffro of the Airwaves. Thank you, Mangete.
Wow.
Yeah. Mangete and family at Kempton Park. Ngibingelele studio ngegama eli engaphezu kwamanye amagama, igama lika Jesu kumfundisi nomama. Ngihleli nani sisibahle ngise Free State eVillas.
Wow.
Ya umam jabulile. We kunama okay lena it's how many minutes because ngibheke isikhathi lana. Okay ithi sibone ukuthi singakwazi 5 minutes. Le voice note angeke sikwazi ukuthi silalele. Ithi ngilalele la amafishani. Okay asilalele le ka Given Mweketsi.
Afternoon sisibahle and the pastors there. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The crisis that I am encountering at the moment is it's over 8 months now that there is something in my head that is moving around, biting me, especially when I am trying, say when I'm praying and when I am with the brethren at church, it keeps biting me like that. Gosh. Now, when I try to smear something on the head, it takes whatever that I smear, throws it into my eyes, as well as into my ears. I trust God that you take me out of this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Uyazi
mfundisi.
Okay. Oh, Given Mweketsi. Uyazi mfundisi, ngicela ukuthi next week siqhubeke, ne? Because kunama message la, a few esingakwazanga ukuthi siwafunde. And kunama voice note is engakwazanga wadlala on air.
Yeah.
Abatswana bathi ke kopa linkinele matsogo metsing ne. Bazalwane family of Radio Pulpit ngicela ukuthi lama voice note engawafundanga wonke nalana esingadlalanga i audio yakho na ngicela ukuthi niwa resend next week ne. Cause angeke ngisakwazi ukwathola futhi if ngizowafuna. Ngicela niwa resend. And then next week sizoqala ngawa ngithi mfundisi.
Amen.
Like leya ka baba u Given Mweketsi.
Yes.
Mama we notile ne?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He noted baba Mweketsi sizoqala ngayo next week and then kunamanye ngibona u M naye bekane crisis ubhale ukuthi yama finances. Ngicela nawe M uphinde ungithumele next week. Ubabu Mwamba Kalimambo ngicela uyi resend futhi next week your voice note. Umam Paulo Mzolo, umam Maureen, ngicela ukuthi niwa resend futhi next week. Mfundisi, nitholakala kuphi mina ngekhola emoyeni?
Well, Sikhona, Clover Dean, and we will leave a number with you, Mama. It's just good to, you know, coming from Easter, I just want to put just a line of closure, Yoguti. The crisis that Jesus went through, Esphambanweni, with even a crown of thorns, it was even to deal with our mental issues.
Amen.
And we are praying that for every issue that is there, there is a battle, and we shall touch on it next week, Yoguti. Yeah. There is a battle of the mind. Amen. Satani u attack our mind. That's why Bible it, let's not conform to the standard of this world, but be transformed through the renewal of our mind.
Amen.
Once our mind are renewed, let us news into eyes is so longer.
Amen.
So wamanje I sizawubona next week.
Brother. Next week, yeah. Siyaqhubeka bazalwane next week ngalendaba. O Pastor Ilegodi uzohlala nawe njoba ke sekuzoshaya u 5 o'clock, Mama. Ngisese nawe next week. Ngiyabuya futhi next week ngifuna kube uwo okhuluma kakhulu kundlulu ba.
Amen.
Sibongile bazalwane ngemiyalezo yonke. UNkulunkulu anibusise. Ngiyabuya ekuseni. Ekuseni ngo 4 ngizobe ngila ohlelweni umphathlalatsane. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.